We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Tight end right into the line is Meyer. Hollywood in motion. Kyler back to pass. Looking middle. Has time. Throws across the middle. Caught. First down. It's Brown. Oh, he makes a man miss. Down the sidelines. 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. 15. Cuts middle. And he dives to the 10-yard line.
It is over in Ames, and Oklahoma has won it today. 37-27 over Iowa State. The Sooners move to 3-0 on the season. Welcome to the postgame show. Toby Roland, Merv Johnson, Teddy Lehman, now Rufus Alexander with you in the booth. And Coach Merv, we'll start with you. The Iowa State Cyclones were game today. Sooners come out on top. What was your thoughts on this one?
Well, you're exactly right. They were game. You know, they had a history last week and the first of the ball game here, they were putting pressure on our backs with the linebackers. And I think about the middle of the second quarter, they realized that they needed to keep people back and try to rush with three at the most four. And that's pretty much what they did the rest of the day. And in spite of the fact of getting our backs bagged up a little bit, we were able to move the ball pretty well the second quarter. From a defensive point of view, you know, I think that they got a bunch of quarterbacks, I guess. That guy's pretty doggone good, and that running back is pretty good. And the second half, they kept moving the ball and not having to punt and that sort of thing, and it got pretty scary. And I think it would again if we played. But I thought that, you know, our guys did a pretty doggone good job. The running backs did, the linemen did, and our quarterback was fabulous. Receivers were good. We had a little trouble on defense, but I think some other people will against them too.
Rufus, you were down on the field all day. What'd you think?
Overall, I mean, I think on the back end, we have a lot of work we need to do in the secondary. Running back wise, I mean, defending the run, I mean, they held them underneath 100 yards, which they still have that streak going. That's something that they're taking pride in doing and holding running backs under 100 yards. So that's something that, you know, on the sideline, the guys were talking about, averaging 3.9 yards a carry. You want to see the average a little bit lower, but overall, the front line, I'm okay with. I think the back end kind of hurt them a lot with the big plays and getting guys down on the ground.
Teddy?
I think Kyler was fantastic. Once again, you know, his final numbers are just insane. 21 of 29 for 348, three touchdowns. That doesn't even say what he was doing in the running game and just the threat of him running the football and how smart he was decision-making. And, you know, we had some guys banged up there in the backfield. Sutton goes down. Sermon was slow to get up a couple of times, and everyone fought through. Iowa State makes it tough to run the football. We had to go to Kyler Murray. We wondered whenever we'd start going to Kyler Murray in the running game, and we had to pull it out today, and it saved us. We were able to move the chains because of it. You know, defensively, you know, all in all, I thought it was a pretty solid day. I know we gave up some yards. We gave up some points there to Iowa State. It didn't look good earlier this year, but it's tackling. You know, we missed so many tackles there. Montgomery, you know, that's not a fluke. He's the best in the country at forcing missed tackles. He was the best last year, and he did it again to our defense today. And Hakeem Butler, man, that's the thing. Whether it's Iowa State, no matter who it is, when you've got a 6'6 wide receiver and a quarterback that can make those nice throws to him, they're going to take advantage of that. The problem is we've got to force those to be catch and tackle, not catch, spin out, turn it into a long touchdown. That's where we ended up getting into trouble.
By stats account, Stats Kelly, 11 called quarterback runs today, by far the most we've seen so far.
And needed them. We needed all of them.
The Sooner Network salutes K96 FM Coyote Country, KYBE 95.7 in Frederick. Your home for today's top country hits in Oklahoma Sooner Athletics. A big thanks to GM Brent Morey at KYBE. It serves Tillman County and is a longstanding partner of the Sooner Network. You worry about the score, we'll cover the food. Raising Cane's is a proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Oklahoma wins it today in Iowa, 37-27. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
Laird Hammond's Laird Law Firm presents the Franchise Coach of the Month.
Respect what it is we're doing here, guys. Nice job, fellas.
Coaches are leaders in our community on and off the field. Each month, the Franchise and Laird Hammond's Laird will select a deserving coach from our list of nominated coaches and present them with a $500 check. To nominate a coach that you feel deserves to be recognized, go to thefranchiseok.com. Look for the Coach of the Month icon, and in 500 words or less, tell us about your nominee.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Hey Sooner fans, Brent Swedley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swedley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our 7 locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swedley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, number one in the field.
Marcellius Sutton at running back. Kyler's going to play action, back to pass. Takes a shot deep, looking for Brown behind the defense. He's got him! 15, 10, 5, hooray for Hollywood! Into the end zone, it's It's a 75-yard bomb from Kyler Murray to Marquise Brown.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
That's your OG&E power play of the game today. OG&E is power at the speed of life. Toby Rowland, Rufus Alexander, Teddy Lehman, Merv Johnson back with you in the booth. Sooners win it today, 37-27. We await the postgame reaction of Lincoln Riley and the victorious Sooners. While we do, I'm going to ask each of you, what concerns you, if anything, coming out of this game today? Teddy Lehman?
Oh, I don't think anything's too concerning. You know, defensively, you did not play as good as you wanted. It kind of deteriorated on you there in the second half. I guess what I would say concerns me is that defensively, our poor tackling reemerges from a year ago. I don't think it's going to. I mean, there was some unique stuff that happened out there. I don't want to make excuses for these guys. But I like the aggressiveness that with how they've played. So that would be the thing that concerns me moving forward, though. Does tackling reemerge as a problem for this defense?
Coach Merv, what concerns you going forward?
Well, I think that, you know, that's hard to believe. I think the scheme they played, if you started at them with any kind of a run, those linebackers, even though they were lined up deep, came hard. They really did. And I don't know whether it's important to keep that running back with her little fake and then pick up the lone guy that kind of got away from his guy. But you almost need him just to lower his head and make it look like he's got a ball and keep those linebackers moving forward hard because they kind of got a – it's not a man-to-man coverage back there, especially in the middle. And maybe, you know, you can open up that middle area a little bit more because we got some guys that are good targets coming across here. Obviously, the run backs banged up a little bit, and that's not good. But I think you know, maybe that could have helped us. And I think maybe the second half, the third quarter especially, we kind of crawled in a protective position and weren't throwing some of the passes we were earlier in the game. Obviously, that's not stupid. That's fun and important to do that. But by the same token, it really helps the defense. They can get a lot tighter. They can be more aggressive, those kind of things.
You know, there were 7 possessions in the third quarter. There were only 3 in the fourth. That long Oklahoma drive took 7.5 minutes off the clock when it was a one-score game, really kind of sucked the air out of this game in the fourth. Biggest, longest drive they've had of the season, and it came at the perfect time. Rue, what concerns you coming out?
The run game really concerns me. I think creating better run game with the running backs and not needing Kyler Murray to do it so much with his legs, even though he's a weapon to do so. You want to get that run game to have a guy, have the offensive line, and they churning and moving the chains a little bit easier. They're running the ball to a little bit more success. I think this game that they struggled a little bit running the ball and finding some holes. That's going forward, and we're banged up, like Merv said. Being banged up at the running back position, having to rely on a young, true freshman to come in here and carry some of the load along with Trey Sermon. Right now, from a position that looked so strong in the beginning of when the season started, now we're looking a little depleted right now.
Bottom line, Coach, before we say goodbye to you, it's a 10-point win on the road. What would we have given for a 10-point win at home over these guys last year? Right? Take it and run.
That's exactly right. And I tell you, they're going to be a darn good football team next year. They'll be coming to Norman. But you got to be impressed with their group of quarterbacks. I don't know what they've got receivers. Almost all those linemen have got another year. And that running back, if he doesn't go pro, which he ought to, is going to be a superstar. They're going to be loaded. They really are.
Coach is going to go throw himself in front of the bus now so that Michael and Teddy and Chris don't get left.
I got to lay under the front tire until Mike and Eddie get here, and that may not be easy, although our girls and cheer are down here still, so I'm not too late right now.
They're not going to leave you if they're not going to leave
you. You guys have a safe trip back.
Way to go, Coach. When you can't be at the game, Sooner Sports TV has got you covered on the air and online at Soonersports.tv. Sooner Sports TV presented by our Cornerstone partners, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and OU Medicine. Men's and women's gymnastics season tickets are on sale now. The best gymnastics in the country starts right here in Norman. Visit Soonersports.com/tickets for more information. 37-27. Sooners win it today here in Ames. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
As a proud sponsor of Sooner football, Jana King has the playbook to handle all your commercial cleaning needs. From office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels, Jana King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Jana King of Oklahoma City today at 405-943-5464. That's 405-943-5464. Or visit us at janaking.com.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
Five to snap it. Kyler rolling right, looking to throw. Does. End zone. Caught. It's a touchdown on the front line of the goal line. C.D. Lamb. That's your Pizza Hut delivery of the game. Well, that sounds good. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Rufus Alexander back with you in the press box. Sooners move to 3-0 with a 37-27 win today over Iowa State. We await the postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley and the Sooners. And while we do, I'm going to hit you guys with a couple of scores today. How about this? Kansas has won two in a row. They beat Rutgers 55-14.
I think Nicholls State has wakened a giant.
KU looking good, man. Back-to-back wins and scoring big numbers.
55 points.
Offensive juggernaut.
Clemson's 3-0. They beat Georgia Southern 38-7. Georgia's 3-0. They beat Middle Tennessee 49-7. Penn State 3-0. They beat Kent State 63-10. Miami over Toledo 49-24. Halftime, Stanford leads UC Davis 17-3. Second quarter, Notre Dame 13, Vanderbilt nothing. And several interesting games just underway. Wisconsin, BYU, no score in the first. LSU scores first at Auburn. It's 7-0 LSU, about 5 minutes in. Michigan and SMU have just kicked off. And Oklahoma State, Boise State, 5 minutes in. No scoring.
There's
still
one you're not saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Nebraska, what are they doing?
I'm going to have to go to the Big Ten scoreboard because it's not a top 25 score. That must be somebody's pick.
That must have been your pick.
Me?
Yeah, I thought you said you
No, I took UCLA.
You took UCLA. Somebody picked Nebraska and said they had Nebraska picked.
Nebraska lost to Troy at home today.
Oh, wow.
24-19.
Ouch. Frosted Flakes is not doing good right now.
That's your Jana King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Jana King is the king of clean. Okay, I asked you last segment, guys, what concerns you coming out of this game? Let's be a little more positive. Is there anything coming out of this game that's more encouraging for you than when you went in?
The defensive line to me and the linebackers, the way they're – the way they're playing the run game and playing up front, I think is really good. I like the pressure that Mike Stoops is putting together. Mm-hmm. He's not sitting back in a lot of third downs and letting guys being able to sit in the pocket and pick them apart. So I like the pressure they're putting, and I like the way the front line is playing. And with the way Curtis Bolton is playing as well as Kenneth Murray, those guys are all playing really well right now.
Yeah, I like that too. I mean, you're right about Mike Stoops. He's dialed up pressures left and right. They're not letting the quarterback sit there. That's the only problems we had today is whenever there was no pressure on the quarterback. Offensively, I mean, the biggest positive in my mind is Kyler Murray has been fantastic through three games. I don't know that you could ask for anything more from him. He's been accurate.
He's becoming
with the
football. A legitimate Heisman contender,
yes,
guys.
Yes, I agree.
In 3 weeks.
I agree 100%. This offense relied on him. We've been so good at running the football. And, you know, I don't know if it's because Rodney Anderson wasn't here or if it was Iowa State's game plan, but the running game just wasn't there. Hasn't really been there the last couple of weeks. UCLA made it difficult for us. I think people are trying to sell out to stop the run. But Kyler's been the answer. He's been the answer through the air. And today was the answer using his legs.
Let's go downstairs. Chris Plank with Lincoln Riley.
Coach, congratulations. Let's talk about that final drive. Longest drive of the season.
7 minutes, grinded away, and that big game recipient, Austin Seibert.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, it was we had to have it, had some big plays on it, disappointed we didn't get in the end zone and made it a little more interesting for Austin by losing some yards there. But you can make those calls when you're confident in your kicker, you know, and I am. I'm extremely confident in him. You can make some risky calls, and if they don't work out, you're always trying to score, but if it doesn't work out, you know, you have faith he's going to put it through, and he did.
This team grinded today. It was a tough environment, the elements, it was hot, but they never quit. They never gave up, did they?
No, they didn't. We didn't play our best. You know, at times on both sides of the ball. But give Iowa State credit, man. You know, we didn't tackle very good on defense, especially in the first half. You know, and then really second half, they just made, other than the one double move, they made some just big-time competitive throws and catches. I mean, give them credit, you know. And so it was a tough game. We knew it was going to be. You got to find a way to win. That's what really good teams do.
Kyler Murray's first road start, obviously asked him to do a lot today. How do you feel he performed?
He played pretty good. He did. He decision-making, again, was good. You know, he continues to be pretty poor. And confident down there. We were close to a couple other big ones that we didn't get. But, yeah, he's done a good job, man. He just, you know, he feels like kind of a veteran back there in a lot of ways. You know, and he is. I mean, guy's played ball. He's been around our program for a while, and I think that's showing right now.
Yeah, and then, you know, to see the running back step up the way they did, and then Sutton gets dinged and somehow comes back in the game. They scratched and clawed today, too.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys kind of get dinged that fought their way back in there, you know, and there's guys want to be in there for the teammates, you know. So there's this group's resilience, some toughness. We got to continue to do a lot of things better, but we're tough right now.
An Iowa State defense that makes you just kind of dink and dunk it down the field. I know how much you love the big explosive plays. We saw the one to Marquise in the first half, but how frustrating is it playing against a defense like that?
Oh, it's not frustrating. It's fun. It's a challenge. I mean, they're good players. They have a good scheme. You got to find ways to do good things, and for the most part, we did. I mean, we moved the ball pretty well. You know, the fumble was a big turning point in the game, you know, because we were really clipping them off pretty good. So it was fun. There was adjustments on both sides. They did a great job, and our guys did too.
Hey, and on the first road trip, Clark Stroud still in one piece, so we're all good
exactly
right now, right?
Right, exactly right. We survived.
Congrats, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Lincoln Riley. Whether Brahms is your stop for a burger and ice cream or your weekly trip for groceries from the Fresh Market, Brahms is proud to be a part of your family's tradition. Farm Fresh for 50 years. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Live OU, Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, Riverwind, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers. 37-27 Sooners win it today. More post-game reaction coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom, working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Pizza Hut has complete coverage for your game day needs. For your tailgate or watch party, feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes for only $19.99. Start with two oven-fresh medium one-topping pizzas. Then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings. Or go wild and add a third medium one-topping pizza. Remember, when the Sooners win, you win with buy one, get one large free pizza on Sunday and Monday following the game using online code SoonersWin. Get more details at Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What does bath time sound like in your home? Playtime? Showtime? Or simply me time? Bath time is always better with an energy-efficient tankless natural gas water heater. Better performance with endless hot water. And better savings with lower energy bills. And up to $850 in rebates from Oklahoma Natural Gas. Make bath time better spent. Visit oklahomanaturalgas.com/rebates.
October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right, it's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Soul Place Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Don't miss Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions. But did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions, reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drains.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
22 seconds, snap to Murray, play action, back to pass. Look at middle, throws deep, he's got Hollywood behind the defense, Condi's out of bounds! That'll be a new first half record as Hollywood steps out at the 7-yard line with 15 seconds to go. It'll be first and goal.
We'd like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, OU Medicine, and Devon Energy. The University of Oklahoma Athletics is one with you. And OU and Sooner Sports Properties would like to thank our concession partners, Swadley's, Chick-fil-A, Frito-Lay, Pizza Hut, Johnsonville, Nacho Express, French's, and Kona Ice. Before we go back down to the locker room, Teddy Lehman's about to head to the airplane. Give us a final thought today. What's your big picture takeaway
here? Well, big picture takeaway is that Kyler Murray is going to be climbing the Heisman charts. He's been fantastic. I don't know. His numbers today were great. I don't know what they are overall, but I can't imagine – a quarterback in the country that's much more efficient right now. As far as his threat running the ball is fantastic as well. You know, that whole offense is really built around him right now. We're struggling running the ball a little bit compared to what we're used to. And he's answered the call with his legs, trying to pick up the slack there.
What did it feel like OU ran for and Iowa State ran for today? I'm sure you've looked at the stats. You probably know. But what did it feel like?
It didn't feel like either team really had a whole ton of success running the ball. I think Oklahoma had a couple of explosive plays there and hit some pretty big yards. I don't know, maybe 150 or so for Oklahoma. And I don't think Iowa State was there, maybe 120, 130 for them.
OU 171, Iowa State 87.
Yeah.
It felt like to me they couldn't get David Montgomery to the ground all day. I would have guessed over 100 yards easily for them. And it felt like Oklahoma really struggled to run the ball, and they still had 171 rushing yards.
Yeah, and with Kyler Murray, he was 77 which was big for them. It's just hard to get negative plays on Kyler Murray. You know, he's just fantastic. I'm just, again, the first two games, I feel the same way now. I'm blown away at his poise in the pocket and how calm and comfortable he looks back there.
He answered some questions today.
He did. He
sure
did.
Close game, fourth quarter, one score game. Had to lead this team on a drive and did it with composure.
Yeah, and I like Lincoln Riley there talking about trusting his kicker. He did. They had a third down there where they could have got aggressive and tried to force something, and they just ran a standard running play and kicked the field goal, took the points, made it a two-score game, didn't give Iowa State a chance for a turnover or a huge negative yard play, and it turned out to be a great play for them, a smart play for them. And I don't know, I like where this team's at right now. Defensively, got to tackle better. You've got to create more pressure on the quarterback, some of those critical situations. But all in all, I think you're in a pretty good spot. This is a tough football team, Iowa State is.
Safe travels home, buddy. Nice
all
job.
Right, same to you guys.
Teddy Lehman, speaking of the kicker, Chris Plank caught Austin Seibert on the field.
Toby, we're on the field with Austin Seibert. We'll take you through that bomb. That basically sealed the deal here. Off your foot.
I'll tell you what, we're going to re-rack that and try to figure out how to get it clean to you here because, connection not very good. Let's try it again.
Seibert, well, take me through that bomb that basically sealed the deal here. How did that feel coming off your foot?
I smoked it. It just staying faithful in myself, believing in myself. It felt good.
Take me through the energy and emotion afterwards, though. You were fired up, weren't you?
Yeah. It's always good. Silence in a stadium like that. Everyone's against you. Everyone's against me. So going out there and you right out the stadium, and that's what I love to do.
Hey, a final thought. How about the job from Kyler today? And these elements, as hot as it was, to see him gut it out, that was a pretty special performance in his first road game.
Yeah. No, Kyler's very good. Got all faith and trust in him, and he's going to get the job done.
All right, keep moving it, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
Austin Seibert, a big kick late to salt this one away, and the Sooners win it 37-27. We'll take a break. More post-game reaction coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
How much do you use your debit card? Every day? 10 times a day? You need an account that pays you back real money every time you swipe your card. That's Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. You swipe your debit card and earn real money every time. Pay Me Checking, exclusively from Communication Federal. Go to comfedcu.org for details. Direct deposit $500 per month and e-statements required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions Energy Savings Agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
Here we go, friends. It's Steve with Backstage Limo. Wedding times, rehearsals, dinners, venue, all set. Oh no, we need transportation. No worries. Let us create the stress-free atmosphere to end the event that begins your life together. We have free airport transfer the next day with a 4-hour booking. Backstage Limo. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, 405-590-2452. BackstageLimo.net. 405-590-2452.
Here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just
pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Trips left, tight end right is Meyer. The back is Sutton from the seven. Snap, Murray looks left, flings it out. That's caught. Tees on the edge. It's going to go into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Miles Tees.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Sooner fans, be sure to catch the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. Sooner football brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. Oklahoma wins 37-27. Rufus Alexander is back with us. I was asking Teddy before that break, and then we're going to go get some more reaction in just a second, about what the running game felt like today. The stats look odd to me because it felt like Montgomery had more success than he did, and it felt like OU struggled more than they did statistically anyway.
Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, that's why I was saying the running game just kind of looked like it was this off kilter. It just was, you know, you had some good ones and you went a few snaps without having any good runs. And it just felt like we couldn't really get our hands on Montgomery for certain snaps or whatever.
Slippery, isn't he?
Yeah, and he would break out and get a 10, 15-yard one. And then you would see he would get like a 1-yard gain, 2-yard gain, negative yards. But in the game down there on the field, it felt like they were having much more of a push when there really wasn't. It was he had 80 something total yards or 90 something total yards.
They held that guy and the and he's really good, and the Singletary guy for FAU, both of them under 100 yards. That's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yes, it is. It is a really good accomplishment, and that's something those guys, like I said, they talk about on the sideline. They pride themselves on trying to hold really good running backs or hold all running games under 100 yards, and that's something that used to be. So that used to be something that whenever I played, whenever Teddy played, was things that we took pride in, holding guys under 100 yards of rushing offense and then trying to get them to where you get them at 250 on the passing side. That means you're having a dominant performance on the defensive side of the ball. And passing side of it just didn't hold up their end of the bargain today, and that's where you have to get better at.
17th straight road win for OU, 15th straight Big 12 road win. They've now won 26 of their last 27 Big 12 games. They've scored at least 30 points in 26 of their last 27 games. And it is their 24th straight win in Ames.
Yep.
Oklahoma still hasn't lost here since 1960.
1960s Iowa State team needs to come and take a bow every game that OU plays here.
The one and only A1 Thick and Hearty Burger is back, and only at your local Whataburger. Quick break, more postgame thoughts. We're going to hear from Gabe Eichard when we come back. Sooners win at 37-27. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hey, Sooner fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. One love.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OU guide and get back to living fully.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment,
I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Don't let winter storms stop your forward progress. Our Oklahoma Electric Cooperative starting linemen work hard to restore power during times of heavy ice and snow accumulation. But having a winter survival kit on hand is a smart idea. If an outage occurs, you should plan for an alternate heating source like a fireplace, propane space heater, or wood-burning stove. After all, the best offense is a strong defense. Your trusted energy advisor, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Kick is away, wobbly. Milton, no fair catch. Takes it at the 23, and he's lit up immediately. Trey Norwood all over it. As soon as he grabbed the football, Norwood came flying in. It is over in Ames, and the Sooners win it today, 37-27. Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley on Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. Sooner fans can also stop by and visit with Coach Riley from 7 to 8 p.m. We go back down to the locker room. Chris is with Hollywood after a record-setting first half today.
All right, Toby, down here with Marquise Brown. Great first half, great game. Congratulations. How'd it feel out there, outside of hot?
You know, it felt good, you know, just to go out there, you know, play our first away game, and it was a conference game, so, you know, it felt good.
You guys really grinded that out today, but yet no one ever panicked. What kind of kept everyone calm and cool on the sideline with no panic?
It's just, you know, the way we practice, you know, when adversity hits, it's, you know, we know how to respond. So it's never a panic. We just go out here and, you know, play our game.
Take me through this 70-plus yard bomb, just running right by guys, right?
Yeah, you know, I see openings, and I run to the open spot, kind of put it there. So that's just what we do.
In your mind, did you realize that you were over 180 for the first half?
No, I wasn't really worried about that. I was worried about winning.
Stats don't matter to you, but they pile up. So a W feels pretty good on the road to start conference play, doesn't it?
Yes, no doubt. Take the W over the stats.
Take me how QB1 played today. How'd you feel about Kyler Murray?
I felt good. You know, he's been playing very great. I like how he managed the game. And, you know, he's showing, you know, showing that he has talent.
Hey, congrats on the win, man.
Thank you.
Rufus Hollywood had 7 catches, 189 yards in the first half. That's a single half record. Whoa. In OU history, breaking his own record of a year ago against Oklahoma State. Second half, 2 catches for 2 yards. Interesting, isn't it?
They didn't go too much down the field the second half. They just kind of put it on in cruise control. I want to see them put it a little bit more, put a little more of the pedal to the metal in the second half. But also, you saw Iowa State. They backed people up. They were playing with 3 and 4 guys deep. So they were like, you know what, we're going to keep everything in front of us, and you're going to have to hit the intermediate throws to have some success. And, I mean, they hit those whenever it counted. Penalties is what kind of got OU a little bit later on. But, man, they said, I'm no longer going to let Hollywood run behind us. We're not going to test his speed, even though we had the grass long out there, and it didn't slow that guy down.
Curtis Bolton downstairs with Chris.
Toby down here with Curtis Bolton. There was a moment, I think it was in the third quarter, where the whole defense got together and you all challenged each other, kind of even called each other out. What was that moment like for you to bring everyone together on the bench like that?
It was a moment that we needed, and it was a moment that we needed to sit down and we're not trying to be – we don't want to go blow for blow, trade touchdown for touchdown with teams. That's not something we want to do. We want to apply pressure and – if it gets to that, we just want to keep playing great football. So it was kind of, we kind of just sat everyone down, and it was more of a, like, y'all got this. I don't think anybody was playing terribly bad. I think we just missed, we gave up a lot of big plays and missed a lot of plays we should have made. But from an overall standpoint, I thought everyone was in position to at least make plays. So it was kind of just a thing like, hey, we need to lock in and go win this game. Like, if our offenses don't score the points, that we just need to stop, don't give up touchdowns. If they drive, play tough in the red zone and only give up a field goal, and then that's what happened. So
scared us there for a little bit. Was everything okay?
Yeah, I don't think we were ever really worried.
Well, I meant for you health wise when you went down for a little bit.
Oh yeah. It's always rough. It's always rough when something happens. You know, when I go down, it's like, I'm thinking in my head, am I getting up? But shit, if my body allows me, I'll be up every time.
All right, man, I'll let you go on this. Overall, how do you feel about where this team is right now?
I feel great. I really do. We have a lot to work on, but like I said, we're going in the right direction. It's such an improvement from the last few years. It's a beautiful thing to watch, and I'm excited to where we're going to go. I'm excited to where we're going to be in the end of the season when we get our chemistry together and whatnot.
Congrats on the win, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Curtis Bolton, always fascinating to listen.
Yes, I love what he was saying, though. You know, we were there on some of the plays, and this is not what we want. We don't want to go blow for blow with teams, and that's what I like to hear. Because I hated last year when he said, well, we just want to manage. We just want to stay in the game and come up with one stop or two stops and all this and that stuff so our offense could possibly outscore the other team. They have a better head on their shoulders as a defense, and you like to hear that from one of your guys on the defense and one of your leading tacklers on your defense, and Curtis Bolton saying we don't want to do those type of things, and we need to be better as a team and making stops. And that's what they're doing. They're going to get better if they keep on having that same mentality and that same attitude.
Hey, Sooner fans, satisfy all your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location. I need your MidFirst Bank player of the game when we come back, but let's sneak in a timeout. Oklahoma wins it by 10. Much more post-game reaction coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat are available now. Designed by number one Oklahoma fan contest winner Tim Rucker and produced by Norman Bass at Top of the World, this gear is the perfect way to show off your Sooner pride. For the complete list of places to buy your official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma gear, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one oklahomafan.com. Boomer Sooner.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 918-257-3813. That's 257-3813. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Sooner Football has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life. OU Extended Campus, degrees online, on campus, on your schedule. Become the tradition. And by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. This is the Bud Light Post Game Show.
Second and four, Iowa State showing blitz. They bring four, lob out. Sutton caught on the edge, turns the corner, first down, turns it up, jumps over a man at the 40, and he's down to the 37. He hurdled a cyclone at the 40-yard line. It was Marcel Spears. Wow.
Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2018 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Rufus Alexander, Toby Rowland with you. We need, Rufus, a Midfirst Bank player of the game today. I think there's two pretty solid nominees.
And I'm going to go with the obvious.
Okay.
And that is Kyler Murray. That's QB1. Yep. QB1 has to be it. I mean, he was everything for the team, passing, running. I mean, if he could have caught one, I'm sure he would have caught one, but the man did everything that you needed to get this win out of here.
MidFirst Bank is a premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU debit and credit card. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank is true to your money. We'll take a look at Kyler's stats and the final stats of this game in a second, but back downstairs quickly. Chris is with Justin Broyles.
All right, guys, down here with Justin Broyles. You know, we got Teddy Lehman on our broadcast booth. You became his favorite player after you mentioned him, but you guys have that legacy you want to stand up to, don't you?
Yes, sir. We most definitely do.
How'd it feel out there today?
Oh, man, it was definitely something new. It being my first road game, and with a crowd like Iowa State, it was definitely something new.
What'd it mean to you to get a game ball from Coach Riley?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was cool, but, you know what I'm saying, it's just something I expect. You know what I'm saying? I put in the work, and it's just something I expect.
I love the communication. So I'm on the sidelines. I get to see you guys talking. What has been so key to this solid communication, not just the defense has, but specifically the defensive backs? If you guys disagree, you'll work through something.
With all of that, to get it to how we want to get it, you know what I'm saying? That started in the summertime. You know, I started with just communicating, hand on the line. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? So now it just trickles over now to football. So
how do you feel right now about where this defense is?
I definitely feel like the sky's the limit for us. We just got to get in there, fix the MEs and the little things, and we should be all right.
And finally, what's this personally been like for you to be such a key contributor and a major player for this defense? I know you're a team guy. It's got to feel pretty good personally.
I mean, as long as the team wins, that's all that matters. You know, me, I do. I'm one of 11. You know what I'm saying? As long as 11 working, we're going to be good. And if 11 doing their job, I'm happy.
Congrats on the win, man.
Thank you.
Justin Broyles leads us into our Taco Mayo final stats. Taco Mayo Fresh Max, fresh ingredients built to order. Rufus, we almost always start with the offense, but Justin Broyles was given a game ball today, I assume, because he led this team in tackling today, or at least he tied for the lead. 10 tackles for Justin Broyles today. He's a safety, so that's not always what you want, but he played well.
He played well, and he played close to the line of scrimmage, and they were getting passes out there in the middle of the field. So, I mean, he had to do some things where he had to make some tackles and be in on a lot of plays. Montgomery got out in the open field a few times. So he got out there and made some tackles in the open field, and what you want to happen. You don't want that to be a common thing that happens all the time where he's a leading tackler and the running back is getting to him a lot. But some games it just happens, and this guy was a talented running back, and he burst through it through a few times. And then they had some plays where they got some pass routes down the field, and he had to make some open field tackles.
Kenneth Murray also 10 tackles. He had the only sack on the day and had 2 tackles for loss. Curtis Bolton, 9 tackles. Buki had 8 tackles and a tackle for loss today. And Parnell Motley had 7 and the only interception. He also broke up 2 passes today, and he got beat a couple of times, too. It's kind of an up-and-down day for Motley.
Yeah, Motley, yeah.
All right, we'll take a look at the offensive stats when we come back. Also, CeeDee Lamb standing by. Sooners win 37-27. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com. With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
If you purchase nachos anywhere but Taco Mayo, you may be suffering from soggy chip syndrome. Look for these telltale symptoms. Gleefully gobbling nachos the consistency of a wet noodle. Literally drinking tortilla chips through a straw. And a dreadful case of crunch envy.
Hey, come on, man.
If you've been exposed to soggy chip syndrome, relief is here. Introducing the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. 7 heavenly layers of dip with a side of crispy, crunchy chips. Queso, tomato, sour cream, cheddar jack cheese, and jalapenos piled atop a mountain of refried beans and seasoned beef. Your chips stay high and dry on the side, so they don't sag and drag. If you've had it with flippity, flappity nachos, treat your taste buds to the glory of the Big Dipper. Now just $4.49. Crunchier, munchier, the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. My, oh my.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, Sooner football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit and credit card. State Farm, talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners at OU.edu or tweet them to at OU on the air. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Ball in Iowa State territory. Kyler, play action. Steps right, looking to throw deep down the seam for Carson Meyer. He caught it inside the 20. The first career catch for Carson Meyer as he takes it to the 15-yard line.
OU students live on campus in the most convenient housing with the best location and the most floor plans. Live OU. Go to ou.edu/liveou and sign up for more information. Alongside Rufus Alexander, Toby Roland back with you in Ames. Oklahoma beats Iowa State today on the road 37-27. Chris Plank's downstairs with CeeDee Lamb.
Toby down here with CeeDee Lamb. First of all, I got to ask about something crazy that happened in the game. Whenever Marquise jumped up and tipped the ball when you were wide open. That was, what, early in the first half. That's a challenging play for the receiver that's running that shallow route, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. That's why I couldn't really be mad at him. But at the time, I was just like, dang. Because he didn't know I was behind him or whatever. So, like, if I show otherwise, then that's the wrong deal. But I'm happy Marquise is on alert, and he's willing to go up and get anybody that's coming around him.
Hey, man, how are you feeling? You took a pretty good shot. You sat there for a little bit in the first quarter, but you bounced back from it.
One thing that we've major keyed on or, like, emphasized on this season is having a great mentality. And with that guy hitting me, I mean, it's football. So, I mean, I'm going to sit there until I can get right, and I'm going to get myself back together and then go help the football team get a W.
I promise only three questions, so I'll let you go on this. Overall, how do you feel about this team win today? Because to me, that was a true team win. Offense, defense, special teams all contributed.
Every win is a team win, I feel like. But we put pieces together. Even when adversity hit, we had the answers for it. And I'm happy. I'm so happy that we answered the right way. And we were able to bounce back from adversity and just get right and come out victorious.
Hey, man, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
CeeDee Lamb, only 3 catches, 36 yards today, but he did have a touchdown. Let's look at the offensive stats now from this game. Kyler Murray, exceptional, 21 of 29, 348 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was sacked once, no interceptions. He was the leading rusher for OU today as well, 15 carries, 77 yards. Trey Sermon, 13 carries, 74 yards, and a really nice touchdown run. Marcellius Sutton had 9 carries for 21 yards. T.J. Pledger, 1 for 1. Through the air or receiving, Marquise Brown, a record-setting first half. He ends the day with 9 catches, 191 yards, and a touchdown. Grant Calcaterra, 2 for 41, but did have a fumble. Miles Tees, 2 catches, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Iowa State, Zeb Noland, 25 of 36, 360 yards passing, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He was sacked once. David Montgomery, 21 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. Deshante Jones had 9 catches for 66 yards. Hakeem Butler, though, made the big plays, 5 catches, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matthew Eaton caught 4 balls for 32. Chase Allen, 2 for 23. Greg Ellsworth was their leading tackler. He had 14. And we go back to the locker room. Chris is with Parnell Motley.
Toby with Parnell Motley. Sealed the deal with that pick. Overall, I mean, what a gutty effort from this team today. You guys really challenged each other at times, too, on that sideline, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We really challenged each other on the sideline. The key fighters, the rest, you know, it's hot out there. A lot of things going on, and we knew if our defense was up for a task and a lot of things going on. So we just kept fighting, digging deep in our hole throughout the game, and fortunately, we came out with a great team win.
And that great communication on the sideline continues with this defense, even through some adversity. What kept you guys together?
Oh, this is our young team, man. We got a young team, and we want to manage the team, and we always tell each other to stick together, fight through adversity, keep fighting. And we knew some was going to fall short to our end at the end of the day, so we just kept our heads high and never doubted ourselves and kept fighting throughout the game.
Hey, I'll let you go on this. What about the performance of your quarterback? Kyler Murray gutted it out there.
Oh, man, I love that, man. A lot of Kyler Murray did a lot of big things for us today with the QB draw game and a lot of things like that, but I really appreciate that man taking the team into his hands and lead us to a great team win.
And by the way, thanks to Bolton for dropping the interception so you could steal the game, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks, Buzzy. I appreciate it, man. But, yeah, it was a great interception. Like I said, great pressure by Kenneth Mann to get the pressure, and they needed some of my hands to seal the game for the top interception.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Rufus, 360 yards passing, though, for Zeb Noland today against the Sooner secondary. Has to raise some red flags.
Yeah, it raised some red flags, but what you saw is like 2 of those throws were like 2 long bombs, and I mean it was competitive catches. The guy broke a few tackles and turned around and ran for a touchdown. That was 2 of his touchdowns, and you have 1 really earned touchdown, and the other one after that was a good drive that got stalled out by a good defense made him kick a field goal. But if you look at it though, some of those plays that they had, though, I mean, a big 6'6 receiver goes up and makes a play on Parnell Motley twice, and then he breaks tackles and goes into the end zone. So it raises some flags, but with the flags that raises the tackling ones, if you make them earn it all the way down the field, it's hard for defenses to do it, to offenses to do it and complete it over and over and over again. But you have to tackle. Whenever the big play happens, you have to tackle at that moment and live to fight another down. And that's where they made 2 crucial mistakes in allowing a guy to break free and get into the open field and score a touchdown.
7-7 tie in Stillwater, second quarter, OSU and Boise State. We'll take a break. Sooner football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. Still more post-game reaction coming up from a 37-27 Sooner victory. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
Oh, how can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
They do.
I'm one happy camper. Maybe that's the reason so many people come to Shelter for their car insurance. We have great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. To find an agent near you, go to shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat are available now. Designed by number one Oklahoma fan contest winner Tim Rucker and produced by Norman Bass at Top of the World, this gear is the perfect way to show off your Sooner pride. For the complete list of places to buy your official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma gear, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one oklahomafan.com. Boomer Sooner. Case & Associates welcomes a new addition to the family, Stonehorse Crossing, our new luxury apartment community, now pre-leasing. You can lease today and receive $1,000. It features two different styles and includes designer-inspired amenities, plus a resort-style pool, 24-hour fitness center, grill and chill areas, and a dog park for the furry friends. Don't wait. Call today. Check out the brand new Stonehorse Crossing, just north of Quail Springs Mall in OKC.
The legendary steel brand in your hands for less than $200. That's awesome.
Real power, real value. That's real steel. Right now, save $60 on the MS-250. Now only $299.99. Get to your steel dealer today. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices DSRP. Available at participating dealers.
STEM education is fundamental to growing Oklahoma's future economy, and Devon is proud to partner with the University of Oklahoma and the OU Innovation Hub to inspire our next generation of leaders. Encouraging their ingenuity will help us shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Everywhere you go, your health is connected to you, so it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This will be a 31-yard try from the right hash. One for two on the year. The holder is Connor McGinnis. Snap good, hold good, kick is away, and it is good.
Nissan knows game day is all about the game-winning drive, so Rogue has available technologies that'll help make the game's best drive getting to the stadium. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. It wasn't a game-winning drive. It was a game-sealing drive, though, today. In the fourth quarter, the Sooners up seven, took 7.5 minutes off the clock, driving down the field. It resulted in a 42-yard clinching field goal, in essence, from Austin Seibert. Big fourth quarter drive.
Also was a big stop by the Sooners, too, before that, holding them to 3 points, and yep, the Sooners able to come down the field and kick another one. I mean, because this crowd was into the game. I mean, it was a hard-fought game, and the crowd was back in it. If they can get a stop, then they would be back in the game. They have a chance to go down and tie the ball game. And the Sooners, if they would have gave up the touchdown right there, you'd talk about a whole different type of ball game,
right?
A whole different time.
Three-point game.
Yeah, three-point game. They get the ball back, and they feel confident they can score. But we hold them to 3 points and then move the ball down the field in a methodical way and kick the field goal to seal the game. I love the way Lincoln Riley coached that last drive. Shows confidence in his kicker, give his kicker confidence going forward. Didn't force anything and say, hey, we have to force this touchdown in there to get a touchdown. He played to his team, he played to his strength, and he said, my kicker's gonna ice the game for us, and that's what
happened. Drilled it. If you're a kicker and they're going to name you a team captain, you've got to come through in situations like that. He drilled it.
You win by 10, win by 14, a win is a win, and that's what those guys came out there with. But a lot of fans are still so upset with Mike. I don't know. You kind of get a lot of things that come out about Mike Stoops' defense, Swiss cheese defense, or whatever. That's a really good Iowa State offense that was down there. They have a really good running back. They have a 6'6 wide receiver that was out there catching balls. He played them pretty decent today. You had two balls that went tipped that the guy caught and broke two, three tackles, and boom, he takes off. There's no way of fixing that defensively as a call. You can't fix it defensively by a call. That's a player having to make a play.
Let's go back down to the locker room quickly.
Toby, after the Sooner win in the locker room with Gabe Eichert, kind of some final thoughts here, Gabe, as we try to make sure we're staying out of everyone's way that's getting out of here. First of all, what a gutty performance by this team today. Tough elements and just found a way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's hot. You're on the road against a good football team. Winning isn't easy. You go on the road in conference play, you play a solid, sound, fundamental football team, and you come out with a victory. Now, did it go exactly the way you wanted it to go? No, it did not, especially defensively. We saw the frustration on all the defensive players' face in the locker room. They were not pleased with the way they played. They know they gave up too many big plays. They didn't tackle well enough, especially against David Montgomery. But you got the victory. Now, this is something they can build on moving forward. This is a team that really hadn't played in a close game in those first two games against Florida Atlantic and UCLA. They were testing a little bit today and responded well.
What was your frustration with the running game from what we saw field level today? Where can that, obviously, I think there's some shock with Rodney Anderson being out, but where can that running game improve? It was pretty good.
I think their running game with all the pulling, sometimes it takes too long to develop. It takes a while for the ball to actually get to the line of scrimmage. Doesn't come downhill enough for my liking, but they've had some serious success with that counter OT play, with a lot of things they've done. One thing I thought was great was adding Kyler Murray's element to the run game even more so today. I thought he played very well, protected himself when he was in open space by getting down on the ground. But yeah, it just takes a while back there when you got all those guys pulling. You'd like to see them mix in some zone concepts where the ball is just getting downhill a little quicker.
And then overall, I mean, I don't really know how much more we can add about Kyler Murray today. He was the heart and soul of this team out there today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great. They asked him to do a lot of things. His first start on the road in conference play, and he did a great job of taking care of the football. He got down when he needed to get down, extended plays, used his legs, and took what the defense gave him. We did not see him force the ball into that drop eight look that Iowa State loves. He worked underneath and did what he could do, went out there and won a football game.
Good stuff, Gabe. We'll have more from the locker room. Toby, for now, back up to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, fellas. Let's take a break. We'll take a look at some more stats and update you on the scoreboard when we come back. Sooners win it here in Ames today, 37-27. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Chevy offers three great trucks, so you can find the right truck to fit your lifestyle. Maybe you want the efficiency of the midsize Chevy Colorado. Check. Or the dependability of Chevy Silverado 1500. Check. Or the towing confidence of Chevy Silverado HD. Check, check, and check. No matter which Chevy truck you choose, there's no wrong answer. Checkmate. Chevy drives Oklahoma. Find new roads.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Pipes will work perfectly until the moment they don't. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when the usual storms, fallen debris, and sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store. AAA Insurance, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
If you're like me and you love, I mean, if you have a thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won? Never doubted him for a minute. What are you doing? We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Sooner Football has been brought to you by Mercy. Your life is our life's work. And by Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, with agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
From the 44, Murray's got it. Handoff, Sermon, keeper, Kyler to the edge, 45, he gets away, midfield, 45 down the sidelines, 40, he slides down inside the Iowa State 40-yard line. How quick is QB1? Welcome back to Ames, 37-27. Toby Rowland, Rufus Alexander back with you, and let's toss it back down to the locker room.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Back down in the locker room with Gabe Eichert. I'm Chris Plank. You know, Gabe, it's interesting. Kyler didn't do one-on-ones, exhausted. He's meeting with the whole media as we speak right now. But that seems to be the consistent theme, was the gutty effort we saw from him in his first true road game.
Yeah, it was really impressive. I thought he took what the defense gave him, pulled it down and ran when he needed to extend plays. Had a lot of called quarterback run game as well, which is something we said we thought would expand moving forward with the loss of Rodney Anderson. But I really like what he did throwing the football. He made a lot of good decisions. He didn't force in anything into these coverages that Iowa State plays. He saw a lot of different looks from that defense today, but made good decisions with the football. Most importantly, did not turn the football over.
How reassuring is it then? I mean, take me into the locker room. When you see a quarterback perform like that in his first road start, I mean, you see it in practice every day. Does it do anything more for the players in that locker room?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. You see a guy put a performance together like that, and you realize, hey, I've got to match that level of play. We saw some guys out there today who probably, when they look at this tape, aren't going to be pleased with what they see. And that's where you see a guy that's one of the leaders on your team playing the quarterback position. He's giving that an effort down in and down out. You try to raise your level of play to that level. So hopefully he can continue this leadership with what he does on the field moving forward.
Hey, we're going to come back down to the locker room here in just a second, Toby, but kind of to wrap up this segment, Gabe, we talked about the running game, and I hate just pigeonholing asking you about the running game in the O-line, but I know you watch it closely, and I know you were in those meeting rooms with Coach Beanbo. How'd you feel about the way that O-line played out there today?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be pleased with everything they did today. Obviously, Iowa State's a really good defense. They showed them a lot of different looks up front. They're also stout at the line of scrimmage. They're well-coached. They play with good technique. But it's one of these things you expect to have more big plays if you're Oklahoma. And they didn't have the big chunk plays, especially on the ground, that you want to have. But, hey, sometimes you just got to keep beating your head against the wall as an offensive lineman. And you block what's called, and you just roll down the field. And they had small gains, short gains, zero gains, negative yard gains. But at the end of the day, you just got to watch the tape and learn, but you got the victory.
And the win is what's most important, Toby. We'll be back down here in the locker room scrounging up some interviews, get some final thoughts for Gabe before we get out of here. But for now, Ains, back to you.
All right, thank you, fellas. You know, I think I asked you several segments ago, what's your concern coming out of this game? I think for me, it's not offensively. It's not the run game or anything like that. This is only the second time in the last 10 games that Iowa State has given up more than 20 points.
Right.
OU scored 37 on them today. They moved the ball. They made big plays. They marched it down the field. They took care of the football.
I think offensively, all in all, they ran it for 170 yards against a pretty dadgum good defense. My concern isn't if I had one. I don't think it's on offense. I think they're going to be fine there. If I had a concern, it would be the other side of the ball. The defense looked dominant the first 2 weeks. They didn't look dominant today against an Iowa State team that only scored 3 points in their season opener. So I don't know that there's a reason to be overly concerned about anything. But if I had one, it wouldn't be the inability to run the ball. With Kyler Murray, that's a part of their running game. Kyler Murray is a part of their running. You can't say, well, other than Kyler, they – that's a major weapon for them this year, his ability to make plays with their legs. It would be the other side of the ball for me.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, the run game was one thing, but also the tackling on the other end. It wasn't the calls that were being made. It wasn't like Mike put them in a situation where they were out-positioned or anything like that. It were guys at the point of attack, just missed tackles. I mean, Parnell Motley, the two, they had one blown – there was one actually really blown coverage out there today. Was one of the long pass on Parnell Motley's side down here on this
– midfield.
Midfield, and that was the only really big blown coverage. Everything else, a guy was right there, and a guy catches a ball and just turn around, breaks three tackles, and gets to the end zone. As a coach can't fix – he can fix those things, but he can't fix – can't make the tackle for you in that situation. He can put you in a call. You have to make the play. And the defense, the guys in the locker room answered that the same way. They said, you know, we have to tackle better. Yeah. We can't allow those big plays. They got down to each other on the sideline, and they said the same thing to each other. It was like, man, the score should not be what it is if we only sit down there, if we tackle and make the play that's there. And guys are in front of them. And you miss a throw here, you miss a play here or there, you miss a coverage here or there, but if you bust, you have to get the guy down on the ground. And that's all, you know, that's just a mental error they got to get over.
Okay, some early rounds of games today, pretty nothing too shocking, but the afternoon games, some interesting scores shaping up. Nearing halftime, Duke leading Baylor in Waco 14-0. Oklahoma State now has taken a 17-7 lead over Boise State late second quarter. Early second, K-State leading UTSA 10-7. Late first, Houston has gone in front of Texas Tech in Lubbock 14-7. And on the national front, BYU now leading sixth-ranked Wisconsin in Madison 14-7 in the second. LSU has a 10-0 lead now at Auburn midway through the second. Michigan is tied with an SMU team that's just been getting pounded by everybody. That's 7-7. And there was one other score of note, and it is reloading on me, so I'm going to have to find that for you in just a second. We'll take one more post-game timeout and put a wrap on a Sooner victory today here in Ames when we come back. 37-27, Oklahoma wins it. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
At Cardiovascular Health Clinic, we value our teachers and the work they do for Oklahoma families. That's why we're contracted providers of Global Health and Health Choice, giving us the opportunity to offer most of our outpatient procedures with low or zero out-of-pocket expense for teachers and state employees. Learn more about your benefits and our procedures for leg pain, migraines, blood pressure, osteoarthritis, and many others. Call today or book a consultation online at cbhealthclinic.com. Cardiovascular Health Clinic, healthcare solutions without the scars.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
When I see a bus rolling to Whataburger, it's go time. Baseball teams come here, basketball teams.
Yeah!
When a large group comes in, there's something for everybody.
I order the original Whataburger. You can't go wrong with originals.
I get the grilled chicken sandwich.
It's easy. It's convenient. We come and they treat us like family when we're here.
It's just a really good hometown feel.
We're bringing the food, but we're also bringing people together.
There is always something for everyone at Whataburger.
We love Whataburger!
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger.
Nolan, straight drop. 1:17 to play. Hit as he throws. Lobs it up down the middle. There that one's go. Picked off. Parnell Motley, and that'll do it. Unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the bar. It wasn't easy, but the Sooners have come into Ames, and they have halted the Cyclones' one-game winning streak of the series. Parnell Motley, the second interception of the season for the Sooners.
37-27, Sooners win it today. A few final stats from Stats Kelly before we say goodbye. We wanted him to keep track of plays on the field for the OU running backs today. With no Rodney Anderson, a lot of talk coming in about how many times would each back be used. This isn't carries. This is total number of plays on the field. Trey Sermon, 44. Marcellius Sutton, 27. And TJ Pledger, 2. So, not exactly running backs by committee. It was pretty much just those two guys, Trey and Sutton. When Sutton got hurt, Pledger got a couple of plays on the field. And the Sooners go on to win it. This is kind of interesting. The opposition still has not started a drive inside the Sooner 50 all year in three games now. Turnovers were one apiece today. Austin Seibert outstanding in the kicking game. He made all three field goals, touchbacks on all eight kickoffs. And the one punt that they had zero return yards on it. Can't do much better than that for Austin Seibert. One final time down to the locker room, Chris and Gabe.
All right, Toby, the team has loaded up. They are making their way back to Norman. One final update here with Gabe Eichard from the Sooner vacant locker room. We talked a lot about the offense the first time around, but defensively, they made the plays when they needed to today. I think this fits kind of the consistent theme for this team. You win, and that's the most important thing in this game today, but there's things they can still work on.
Yeah, after talking to Mike Stoops and several of the defensive players after the game, they are not pleased at all with their performance, and they shouldn't be. They had high expectations coming into this week, especially trying to build off those performances against Florida Atlantic and UCLA, and they're not pleased with the way they played. They know they didn't tackle well enough. They know they didn't cover wide receivers well enough. They know that, I mean, David Montgomery can't get those extra yards that he was getting. They can't give up those big chunk plays. These are all things that they recognize. But at this point, that game's over with. You've got to look at that tape, diagnose what went wrong, correct those mistakes, and move forward. You can't let this game kind of bleed into the next game. And I think this is a nice little wake-up for this defense. We saw them perform really well in the first 2 weeks, but now this brings them back to earth a little bit. They have to be a little more critical maybe than they have been, but it's going to be interesting to see them next week because Army comes to town, Chris.
Completely different offense.
Yeah, so completely different look next week. So they've got to kind of flush this one out of their system, obviously correct the mistakes, take a critical look, but they won't see anything like what they saw this week against Army.
You know, and in wrapping it up from down here, your first road test, new starting quarterback, a lot of young guys on defense, a lot of good stuff, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And one thing that is always funny to me, and it was the same way when I played. When you go on the road and you play a team and you win a close game, for some reason, it feels like you lost. And that's just the level of excellence you expect at the University of Oklahoma when you play here, coach here, anything. So I like to see that these guys are taking it a little hard, being very critical of themselves. That's a good sign to me. They expect to play better and be better than they were today.
Great stuff, Gabe. We'll see you back home next week.
Sounds good.
We get you for the whole pregame show next week, too.
I have no idea.
Unless Craig Moran's going to move up your TV broadcast, we should be good. All right, Toby, well, that will wrap it up from the now vacant locker room. I think the Sooners might have set a record in how quickly they got out of Ames here today. This was almost workmanlike as Lincoln Riley makes the walk towards the bus. We'll wrap up from the locker room. And until next week, back home, T-Row, we'll sign off from the Sooner locker room here. For Gabe Eichert, I'm Chris Plank. Back up to you guys.
All right, nice job, fellas. Thank you very much. And a quick look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. It will be OU and Army next Saturday night. There's going to be a lot of pageantry around that game, Rufus. It's going to be a fun day all the way around. Tons and tons of active and retired military personnel are going to be with us. I think if the weather holds up, they're flying in the first football. They're going to have somebody jump out of an airplane and deliver it at midfield. And it's going to be a day full of pageantry, and it's going to be a tough prep. You got a wishbone. They beat Hawaii today, I saw, 28-21.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited for this because, I mean, I love our military, and, you know, just to be able to see Army come out and play against us is going to be cool. The pageantry, everything that's going to come around it, it's going to be cool. I just, you know, have much respect for our military and the guys that fought for our freedoms, and just to come and see them play live, it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be great.
I'm excited for it. The ball getting
the band,
the
everything,
band, the whole nine yard. People jumping out of airplanes, ball flying down to the field. I can't wait. I am super excited. I
want to remind you, folks, it's a pay-per-view television broadcast. Hope you go buy it. Hope you go buy it and watch it. If you don't know, we're free. We come on the air at 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon with the pregame coverage, kickoff just after 6. This look at upcoming OU athletic events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU and wants to remind you that together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. I want to thank our great crew again today. Nice work. Teddy Lehman, Chris Plank, Gabe Eichert, Merv Johnson, Rufus Alexander, producer and engineer Michael Dean, Dennis Stats Kelly, our spotter Greg Tripp Blackwood, our sideline engineer Tom Shores, and Chuck Updegrove running the show for us back in our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, Iowa. It was Oklahoma 37 and Iowa State 27. Until next Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff, 4 p.m., our pregame show. This is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win, and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.